Frank Farron presents Fantasy. Of the slime of creation he crawled, to force a wavering path through fetid jungle, until his footsteps echoed through his own self-made canyons, whereupon he dared to face eternity and call himself man. Look within yourself, O mind of man. Of what worth are your fleeting impressions? What philosophy dares decide between the real and the unreal, the true and the false, without thought to the strange happenings in the universe? A caution to your puny wisdom, O mind of man. Do you dare to say that this is truth and that is fantasy? Quite obviously, it's time for the sponsor's opening commercial message. So, in the absence of said sponsor, we will use this space to tell you about fantasy. Our message is short. As you consider this program, bear two points in mind. One, fantasy has the same high listener appeal as that enjoyed by the current cycle of murder mysteries, without the objectionable qualities of the murder mystery. Two, fantasy offers a source of radio material virtually untapped since Orson Welles skyrocketed to fame with his Men from Mars. But don't misunderstand. Fantasy is not a series dependent on the space void. For fantasy can happen in your own backyard. And now, as you listen to our story, we ask that you decide for yourself. Is it truth or is it fantasy? Listen to Entity from the Void.
Father, you old sweet. Did you come to have a glass of punch with me?
I did indeed. Why aren't you dancing, dear?
I did earlier. Oh, I'd love to dance, but Fred...
Oh, he's drunk again.
He's been very drunk for 2 hours.
Look, darling, again I ask. Why don't you divorce Fred? After all, there can't be much left.
There's nothing left. But marriage meant so much to me, Father. It was a new life, a useful life. Children, a home to me.
Oh, my child, you can marry again.
Perhaps. But you see, Father, there's no one else. Think I'll hang on to my frayed threads a while.
Very well, my dear. Well, I'll run along. I'm playing cards with Carl. Bye, darling.
Be careful, Plunger.
Nada.
Hello. Oh.
You love to dance. Will you dance with me?
I don't think we've met.
Does that matter so much? We might still enjoy dancing together.
Yes, we might. Very well. Do you hear a strange sound?
I hear intriguing music. Shall we go to the dance floor?
Why hasn't someone introduced us earlier?
I was not here.
Oh, then you came late.
No, I was near you. I've been near you often.
You have? I don't understand.
I swam in the surf with you yesterday.
Yesterday? Now I know you're having fun with me. I swam alone.
Yes, out to the old breakwater. I was there when you tore your swimming clothes on the rusty nail.
You saw that? How terrible of you. I was mortified even though I was alone. But you couldn't have been there. I would have seen you.
It's no fault of yours. I did not let you see me.
What is your name?
Is a name of any importance? Isn't it pleasant just to be together? Dancing, talking.
Oh, strangely persuasive you are. Yes, I admit it. I find it pleasant.
Now I am happy. Now I feel that I can say more to you.
Let's step out on the terrace. Now I want you to tell me who... Where did he go? How strange. Seems almost as though he disappeared.
Well, here you are, darling.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Fred. Yes, dear, your husband. Is anything wrong with that?
Please, Fred.
Please, Fred. I've been looking all over for you. I want to dance. Everybody dancing, I want to dance too.
Fred, please. Fred, you're hurting my arm.
Oh, now, don't start crying again. I want to talk to you.
I'll talk to you when you're sober. I'm going to walk on the beach.
You were too busy with your tears, dear. I saw you come out here to the beach, so I followed. Tell me about it.
Oh, nothing, Father, really. Fred, he just tried to kiss me. And after all, he is my husband.
My dear, I know that your loyalty is badly misplaced. You're chained to a besotted fool, and I'll not stand by any longer.
But there must be something we can do for him.
Perhaps a good punch in the jaw, which I would like to administer personally.
Now you're giving away to your feelings, Father. If we could get him away from liquor
Wait.
For a while.
My Southern Queen is sailing for Rio in 3 days, carrying steel plates for me. The ship has accommodation for 24 passengers. It's quite comfortable. Carries a doctor and an excellent chef. But no bar.
Oh, Father, you darling, I'd like to try it. If I could keep Fred sober for 2 weeks, it might just be enough to bring him back to reason.
Well, I'll arrange it in the morning. Now, how about drying your eyes and coming back to the party?
In a moment. Father, did you see the man I danced with just after you left me?
Why, no, dear. I went to play bridge.
I'm sorry. I wanted at least to know his name.
Well, what did he look like? Describe him. I can probably name him.
Well, he was tall, with wonderful shoulders and crisp brown hair with just a little bit of a wave in it, and the bluest eyes I've ever seen. And there was a cleft in his chin. And...
Oh, darling, how many fillings in his teeth. You certainly looked this young man over.
Oh, Father, I didn't really.
I don't recognize this paragon. I'm sorry, dear.
Well, it doesn't really matter. But at least I would have liked to know his name. He was strange. Strange. I had an odd feeling of godliness.
After 3 days, this cruise begins to look a little better. Martini?
Fred, where did you get the liquor?
I had it in my steamer trunk. Excellent martinis. You sure you don't care for one, darling?
Really, no.
Martinis are a boon to mankind. I should like to soliloquize or write a poem to them. Unfortunately, I can never think of words that rhyme. However, if I do not have the pen, I do have the soul of a poet. Don't you think I have the soul of a poet, Nada? Really, now?
Please, Fred. I'd rather you didn't put your arm around me now.
My dear child, may I point out that drunk or sober, I'm still your husband.
And you're doing an excellent job of bringing that to an end.
Really? Is my little chickadee planning to fly her nest? I don't think I would.
And why not?
Because I'll simply take it upon myself to make your life as miserable as a life could be from then on.
How hateful you can be.
Darling, you've no idea. You're quite sure you don't want a martini?
No? Well, then I'll drink it myself. Nectar of the gods, solace of the lonely, companion of the dilettante.
Fred, I'm going to take a walk on deck. Don't you want to come with me?
Of course I don't want to come with you. In the first place, it's blowing some weather. And in the second place, all I want of this miserable tub is a view of Rio Harbor as soon as possible. Then I shall take a plane home.
I'm sorry we came. I had hoped that...
Oh, well, I'm sure the whole cruise was an idea of that stupid parent of yours.
Please, we'll have nothing to say about my father.
And why not? He's a dull businessman. And I suspect an interfering busybody.
I notice you don't hesitate to spend his money.
Why should I? He has plenty of it. You don't think the only attractive thing about you was your beauty, do you, darling?
Fred, stop it. Stop it at once. Please try to retain some of the manners of a gentleman.
Gentleman? Why, I'm the perfect gentleman. All the society columns say that. Now, you'll notice the cut of my suit. Of course, it's bought with your father's money, the air.
That's enough.
Leaving so soon, my dear?
I'm going on deck.
Oh, it's very foolish of you. You might be blown over the rail and get very drowned.
That might be just what I want, Fred. Fred, please, Fred.
Slap me, will you? I'll show you. I'll take you down a peg or two.
Nada, please, do not be afraid. Only trust me.
Who are you? Where did you come from? What manner of strange creature are you to come out of the sky?
Nada, look at me. Look into my eyes. There you will see that you have nothing to fear.
You were frightening. But now I...
Yes, now you are happy, as you were when we danced. That is, as it should be. Nada.
Tell me.
I understand, but believe me, I mean for you only the greatest of good. I am not of your world, Nada. I am an entity out of the void.